Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Monday, March 18th. Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM Community Talk Radio for the North State. Good morning. It's 7:06 in the morning. I got Bad Bob here just romping, ready.
Romping.
Ready to go.
Good morning.
You come in here with a little and try to blame that on me. I cannot believe that.
I still say you were communicable.
No, you went up to visit your mother-in-law. And every time you visit your mother-in-law, you come back with some kind of strange illness. I think it's stress induced, frankly.
I'm not seeing the cosmic effect.
Are you not?
Good morning.
Did she give you anything to drink while you're up there?
That you didn't watch?
That did not come from a bottle? I mean, come on.
We had the usual things you have with dinner, yes.
Did you see her pouring it?
Or Sam Adams out of a bottle, you know.
Did she just serve it to you, or did you see it from the beginning to the end? That's all I'm asking. Did she have a chance to put stuff in it? Okay, that's that.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, what's the weather today?
Well, what we're looking at is, and I am sounding a little more Barry White than usual this morning. Partly sunny today, a high near 71, mostly cloudy, low around 48, 50% chance of rain tomorrow. And right now in Reading, 44 degrees, and is always the report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, they're back. The Anselmos are back in town. Well, imagine, you know, when that happens, that things tighten up over at the county. But if you can head on out to Anselmo's, lunches, great dinners, great lunches, of course, pizza, handmade pizza on Thursdays, horseback riding, sporting clays, there's all types of things going on up in Anselmo Vineyards. Give them a call at 474-5546 for reservations. Great wines. And again, like I said, the food up there is magnificent. Okay, Linda's parents are in town. They came in for Laura Bush. And so she's seeing them off this morning. And but we've got kind of a lot of stuff going on. A lot of things to talk about. But we're always going to start off with our friends from our Wells Fargo Advisors. And let's start with Josh Wiley. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, we're starting the week off on a down note here in the markets. Currently, the Dow is down 48 points at 14,465, while the NASDAQ's down 20 at 3,228, and the S&P 500's down 10 at 1,550. Oil's down $1.28 at $92.38 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.17%. Gold's up $15.10 at $1,607, while silver's up 12 cents at $28.94 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Intel's down a nickel at $21.31, Walmart's up a dime at $72.60, while Caterpillar's down 37 cents at $88.45. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. You know, we have our Wells Fargo Advisors on here Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 here in the morning. And you can give them a call at 530-243-7561 if you want to talk to Josh or Kathy or Chris or Susan or Steve. And there, or stop by Park Marina Drive in their offices. But let me tell you something. We've gotten to know our Wells Fargo Advisors, and they are very bright and very much up on what's happening at Wall Street. And, you know, Wall Street is hammering out there. Yeah, they were down a little bit today, but they have been running like a wild bull in the running of the bulls in Pompalobos. So I'd give them a call if I was you at 530-243-7561 and see what's going on with that. Okay, Bad Bob. Today, we have all types of things that are happening.
All types of things.
All types of things. We've got Shasta Regional coming in here with some good people to talk about some things that are going to happen with them. We've got some, of course, we have our school. One of our schools is rolling through here, but I've got some information on schools that is just going to knock you on, you know, I mean, just will knock your socks off. And it has to do with the Affordable Care Act. And then I'm going to talk about a couple other things that has to do with that. We're going to start off after this break with Laura Bush and the revelations from Laura Bush. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bach. KCNR 1460. Good morning.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
As spring arrives, it's time to start planning your inside-outside home improvement projects. The original Home and Garden Expo, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds is the answer to your spring projects. Creating a new landscape or beginning a garden project? Speak to all the experts in one convenient location about plants, shrubs, and all things beautiful at the Home and Garden Expo. Time for new lighting, a home theater, new furniture. There's something for every part of your home at the original Home and Garden Expo. Doors, windows, flooring, efficient air conditioning upgrades. It's all there and more. All your local professionals are ready to help you plan and complete all your home improvement projects. There's all this and so much more, including the Griller's Cup Barbecue Competition benefiting Anderson Cottonwood Seroptimus at your original Home and Garden Expo, featuring local businesses and ideas with exclusive show-only discounts. Your premier Home and Garden Expo, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, with something for everyone. Find out more information online at readinghomeexpo.com.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bond. Yeah. KCNR, 1460 AM, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Good morning. How are you? 530-605-4567. If you've got anything to say, just give me a call here this morning. I've got lots of things, but I'm willing to share my time, this golden opportunity, with people out there in listener land. Just give me a call, 605-4567.
Call now. Operators are standing by.
That's right. We're always standing by. Laura Bush. Okay. Went to Laura Bush. And I have to say, you know, the headline says that she was nurturing. You know, I guess, you know what? I almost agree with that. If you expected anything out of that, like there's going to be some drama. The only drama is when she announced that their dog, Sparky, or whatever their dog's name was, died, you know, last year. That was sad. The good news was, is that when Sparky was in the, or whatever the dog's name was in the, White House, that it bit a reporter Mm. And there's, you know, video at 11 of it. And the, and then while she's, and Laura Bush has people that write, she doesn't write all of her letters. I didn't realize that. I guess she writes some letters. But anyway, she's got a lady that does nothing but writes letters for, I guess all first ladies have that. And she's got a letter in a whole group of things, and it was from Sparky, or whatever the dog's name is, that said, really deeply apologize for biting the reporter. And, it was kind of exciting, and, but didn't really mean to bite the reporter, especially after Sparky found out that the reporter was not from the New York Times. Yeah, he would have enjoyed biting the New York Times reporter, which I thought was kind of hilarious. But, you know, what she talked about was
life. And they say when a dog bites a man, it's not news.
It was life after the White House. And one of the things she said is, you know, when he's the president, he gets away with things like not dropping towels, leaving them on the floor. But once they're back in Dallas, you know, there is no crisis in Timor that keeps him from cleaning, you know, from picking up his socks, which was kind of funny too. But the other thing she talked about was mainly about education and the free economy and trying to do, you know, trying for people to go out there and mentor and set up and do the right things. It was nothing she mentioned. She mentioned nothing about the Obamas, except that President and Mrs. Obama had walked them to the helicopter, White House One or whatever that is, that carries them to the airport. That she talked about her father-in-law, President Bush, and Barbara Bush, and that he is doing a lot better. Is going to be coming. Hopefully they're opening up on April 25th the Bush Library down at SMU, Southern Methodist University. She is a class act of a woman. I mean, even from the point of how she sits down, this woman is just so graceful. I guess if there's one thing I guess I could say about this is a gentility about her, where she talked and she was passionate about, you know, the education of our children. And yet she's a kind of type of person that if she had something bad to say about somebody, that she would probably tell them, but nobody else would ever know it. Does that make sense to you? She would not go out and just tell people that this person is a bad person. She would tell that person that you've done this wrong, but she struck me as just being a type of person that is just, you know, as they say in Italy, molto gentile.
Mm. Wouldn't say yes if she had a mouthful, huh?
I'm not saying that. No, oh, okay. That's not what I said. What I said is that she is a woman of manners and breeding, it appears, and she does have strong viewpoints.
Mm.
She would not just spray it out over, like, just, she would not just go on a whispering campaign
or go to
the news and say, this person is a total jerk. She would tell the person, is what I believe.
Mm.
And I could be wrong about that. But anyway, it was an hour. I think it was like an hour. Put on by Simpson and, of course, the Civic Center. And then they had the little kids from Bethel Christian Church Kindergartens came out and did the Pledge of Allegiance, which was great. And they did it and they signed it. And, you know, and just watching little kids is great anyway. And then the young girl that sang the national anthem was a Girl Scout. And we've seen her before. She's done that before. Anyway, Laura Bush. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and catch up on a lot of other things that are happening. If you feel like you are going to become a minority, well, you are in California. But if you think that you're going to become a minority in the United States, you're right. And what's happening with that? Also, what's that lead to? Right now, the Supreme Court is looking at a voting issue. A voting issue that is huge. It's coming out of Arizona. We're going to talk about that as soon as we get back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460. Miss a day. Miss a lot.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and DeBod, KCNR, 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Great coffee, Espresso Joe's, by the gourmet coffee beans. They will fix coffee for you any way you want. And, of course, walk next door to the best humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, it appears that the population, the white population, which is that the right way to say this? The Caucasian population of the United States is in a historic decline, mm-hmm. while the Hispanic population is just blasting forward. Leading to, there's going to be, partnerships made at some point, as we found out in the last election that the Hispanics play a big part in this. So it should be interesting. Now, why do you think that's happening, Bad Bob?
Why is the demographic makeup
changing so rapidly?
Well, I think there's any number of reasons.
Well, let me give you a couple here.
Okay.
One is that the population of white Americans have been for years declining in their birth rates. And, you know, where it's like 1.7 and you need 3.8 to repopulate. Where the Hispanic population is bursting at 4 or 5 per family. I saw a perfect example one time in Southern California when a Caucasian couple walked in, with husband, wife, and 2 kids. Right behind them came a Hispanic family, husband, wife. She's carrying the baby. The oldest girl, who was like maybe 12, was carrying another one, a toddler. And there were 4 others. And I was sitting, and they were all clean, and, they weren't dressed expensively, but clean, and going in shopping and all that. And I was thinking, whoa, there's the future of America. And that was 20 years ago. And that was right. So, anyway, that's just a fact of life, my friends. That's happening. Now, what happens when you open up the illegal immigration question? Well, Arizona's fighting it right now in the Supreme Court. They're saying is that if you're going to vote in the state, you've got to show proof of citizenship. Now, Why does it even go to the Supreme Court? Why is it so hard for people to understand if you're going to vote in a state where you've got to be a citizen? Why is it so hard to prove that you're a citizen? Why, what makes it unfair for the state to say to me, you've got to prove you're a citizen. Now, how about my driver's license? Oh, no, that'll work. That works. Well, what about a voter card, voter ID card that I can get? Oh, that works too. How about an ID card from the state that they will issue to me? Oh, that works. What is so hard about that? What is so hard about proving your citizenship before you vote? Because a vote is a right given to a citizen, not an illegal. A vote is given to the citizen as a right. A non-citizen doesn't have the right to vote. Why should they be able to vote? Well, don't tell me they're displaced travelers. Don't tell me they're just lost on the way to the market. That's not it. They're here illegally. If they're here illegally and they're not citizens and there's nothing they're doing to go get citizenship because there's no programs to do it because the Congress and the President are too screwed up. Too bad. You still don't vote. You don't vote to your citizen. Why is it wrong to say you've got to provide proof that you're a citizen? Somebody needs to tell me why that is wrong. Oh, some people can't get it. Who? Who can't get citizenship? Who can't prove that they're a citizen? If you are born in this country, you have a social security number, you have a passport. Well, most of us have passports. Or you have a birth certificate. Well, most of us have birth certificates. But how hard is it to prove that you are a citizen? It's not. It's not hard. So why is this becoming a Supreme Court question? Why is this becoming a Supreme Court question? All right. Somebody needs to explain this to me. And I'm sure there's somebody out there, oh, well, gosh, it's not fair to make an elderly person prove that they were born in the United States. An elderly person knows they're born here. They know they're born here. They must have a piece of paper that shows that they were born here, or there is something that proves they are. Well, if you're black or Hispanic, it's hard to get this proof. Why? Why is it hard to get? Bob, is it hard for you to get proof who you are?
No.
Why is it hard to get proof? Tell me. Take the other side of this.
Why would it be hard to, why would it be hard for a economically disadvantaged person to get proof of their
citizenship? Take the other side.
Apparently, if you were born in a distant city and you cannot contact the registrar of voters and you don't know how to go about it, but it seems to me that there would be plenty of assistance.
If you can get food stamps,
yeah,
you should be able to find out who you are. All right. Pew study finds that MSNBC is the most opinionated channel on the air. Can you? No. They studied it over 700 hours of all the channels. That MSNBC by 85% to 15. 85% of MSNBC's programming is opinionated. It's opinions. It's those kind of shows.
Chris Matthews and his tingle.
As opposed to, okay, get this. Fox and CNN are pretty close to 50-50. And also, MSNBC spends the least amount of any of the networks on news, on producing news shows. And guess who spends the most? By far.
I'd say Fox.
Fox. That's right. So there you go. You say, oh, Fox is opinionated. No, they're nothing close to MSNBC. Nobody is.
I was hearing on NPR this morning the lamentations about the lack of well-trained reporters, that there's less and less. And I've heard this from a lot of people since I got out of the news business, that there is such a huge lack of investigative reporting. Nobody wants to pay the prices for a reporter to follow a story, to get into the teeth of it and do some digging. Instead, it falls on PR hacks and politicians' mouthpieces to create news sound bites, and there are no journalists anymore to speak of.
Since you left, there's been a gap.
It's all downhill.
Since you left, there's been a gap that has never been filled, Bad Bob. Never been filled. It's like void. It's like a void that people, if they get close to it, they're sucked into it and they're never seen again.
I lament what is passing for journalism class these days.
You know what? They're looking for reporters right now. at the Record Searchlight. I saw it in the news. I saw it in their wanted ads the other day, along with everybody else. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Plan on being entertained.
From the Fox Business Network, it's a sea of red on Wall Street, sparked by concerns over a proposal in Cyprus to levy bank deposits as part of a financial bailout. The move's being sharply criticized and is up for a parliamentary vote tomorrow. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 40 points. Airbus has won its biggest deal in the aircraft maker's history. Indonesian airline Lion Air is buying 234 planes worth $24 billion. The first planes will be delivered next year. Airbus is a civilian aircraft unit of European Aerospace and Defense Company, EADS. Appearance, professionalism, punctuality, and honesty all matter in the office. A survey by the Center for Professional Excellence at York College of Pennsylvania has found that more than a third of new hires in the past 5 years lack professionalism. 45% of the HR professionals surveyed said work ethic has declined. 52% said new hires have an air of entitlement. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Experts say many of our bridges and roads are in poor condition, and nearly half of us have no access to mass transit. America's infrastructure sure needs help. That's where Build America Mutual, BAM, comes in. We insure the municipal bonds that towns and cities need to rebuild. With our AA stable guarantee, we save municipalities and their taxpayers money and protect municipal bond investors against loss. Find out more at buildamerica.com.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine. Increase the value of your vehicle, and we'll have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale. Going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Maaco in Reading, 530-226-0992.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Carla Lindabad, KCNR, 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, routine maintenance. You need it, they'll fix it. That's Alliance Heating and Air. They do great work. They worked at our house. They put in Bob's air conditioning heating system. That was really good, isn't it?
No, they did a fantastic job.
Check out homecomfort.org or give them a call at 221-2642. That's Alliance Heating and Air. A lot of coughing and gasping going on over there, Bill Collins. Okay, I got it.
Kind of right. Heating yeah. and air, it's wind and...
Yeah, well,
magic carpets flying through the air.
That's true. It is. It's a magic carpet rider
wow,
here.
Wow, what a
right
segue.
Here. Yeah.
But bringing up magic carpets.
Yes, we're here with Grant School.
That's right.
Grant Elementary.
That's correct.
And we're here to talk about...
A play that has a magic carpet. Now, what could that play be?
Aladdin.
Oh, no, not only Aladdin, it's Aladdin Jr.
Aladdin Jr. by this Disney.
Exactly. It's specifically designed for young audiences... Young cast members, schools basically of all ages. It's, Disney does a great job with their production. And talking about the production, we have three of the members here who are some of the stars of the show.
They look very,
magical?
Magical.
Yes.
And, you know, the robes and one of them's like levitating.
Yes.
Off the ground.
Well, that's Genie, of course. There's a Genie in it. The role made, actually, created by Robin Williams and took it to another dimension of Disneyland. And we have a great genie in our ourselves. It's not Robin Williams, but a young lady, beautiful young lady, and very vivacious.
And who is that? Is that Whitney?
I'm Whitney Wakefield.
Hey, Whitney Wakefield. How are you?
I'm doing very good.
And you're playing?
Genie.
Genie. So do you wiggle your nose or anything like that and people disappear? Well, that was probably another show, another genie, right?
Well, I can make someone turn into a prince.
Oh, well, you know what? There's a lot of women out there would love that.
I'm
so,
sure they would.
And now, who's your partner right there?
This is Brooke.
Come on in, Brooke. Who do you play?
I play Jasmine.
Jasmine. Isn't it a nice name?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's Jasmine do?
Jasmine's the princess, and she's trying to not be married.
Oh, trying not to be married.
Wedding day, but then she ends up falling in love with Aladdin.
Yeah, Aladdin. Now, let me guess if Aladdin's in here.
Hi.
So, and you're Matthew, right?
Yeah.
And you are?
I am Aladdin.
And so how do you like being Aladdin there?
Well, it's fun. You get to see the play coming along and...
Enthrall me here a little bit. What's your character do? What's so great about Aladdin here?
Well, he's like, he has a magic carpet, so that's...
Well, that right there, that's cool, yeah. What kind of mileage does he get? Oh, okay, there's just, there's no mileage, he just goes, right? Limitless, wow. I mean, okay, what's the biggest thing? What's Aladdin's biggest thing besides the magic carpet? What's he do?
Well, he ends up marrying the princess because he... Doesn't seem like much on the outside, but on the inside, he's like the greatest thing you could ever have.
He's truly a prince.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, what's Genie do with this?
Well, Genie's part is because he makes him into a prince, and because Genie comes to life, he has three wishes, and eventually he wishes me free, and that's really exciting because Genie's never been free, and that's all she wants.
Well, I understand that.
So now they don't have to come to the show. They know how it ends, right?
Well,
no way. There are so many great songs in this, Carl.
I know, knowing you and Bill Collins, you're such a director and you are so good at this. So it's a musical with what, nonstop dancing and music?
Actually this show, it's interesting. It has a lot of reprises of two or three songs. So you get really familiar with it and then you can follow the story. The story is really, the journey is in the songs and the dances. This school is phenomenal. I was brought in last year for the first time. They asked me back this year. We get over 100 kids auditioning for the roles and we try to give everyone a role. And by the time we get down to the end, we have about anywhere from 60 to 70 kids in the production.
You have 60 to 70 kids?
Exactly. And they're all just there. The other day, a true story. They were singing A Whole New World at the end of the show. It was a finale piece. And I'm just sitting there, and there was no costumes, nothing, no lights. They're just singing, and I got the tears in my eyes. It was so moving. The music is so beautiful, and these kids, with the direction of Jeanette Kyle, the musical director and choreographer, I had tears in my eyes. I had to get my hanky out and wipe my eyes. Honest to God, it's a phenomenal show in music, and it's beautiful, beautifully sung. Great cast.
Are we going to be able to hear some of the music today?
A Whole New World.
Not you.
Oh. Well, I don't think so, no. You're going to have to come
gonna
and see the show.
Come
that's
and
right.
Come, okay, well. Uh-huh. Okay, well,
because you never had a friend like me. That's another of the songs. So.
Well, we're going to take a quick break here, okay. Friend like you.
Okay.
And we're going to come back and tell everybody how they can get tickets and when to show up for this thing and be enthralled.
Okay.
If nothing else, it's just to watch you.
On a magic carpet ride.
Yeah.
Down, bow.
This is the way we go out. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge inside Wind River Casino is your number one spot for March Mayhem Madness action. Watch head-to-head college basketball on 11 big screens, slam dunk meal deals, an extended happy hour, 13% off overtime menu items from 6 p.m. to 10. Excludes alcohol. Grab your friends and bring your A game. For the Ultimate Four, for extended happy hour and half off overtime's menu till halftime of each game. Excludes alcohol. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make your hump day a bit more exciting. Join us at Wind River Casino's Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Get Over the Hump Comedy Wednesdays, drink specials and laughs with friends. Enjoy a knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be better after a long day at the office? Laughs, drink specials, and a free live comedy show every Wednesday night. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. It's better on the river.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
I can show you the world. Shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide?
Boy, you kids are good.
I told you they were good.
Wow.
Carl. Yeah.
Hey, we're here with the cast for Aladdin Jr. And Bill Collins is the director of this.
That's
and
great.
Tell us when and where.
Well, let's see. One of our wonderful magical characters, Genie.
Well, this coming Friday and Saturday, on Friday, the play is at 7 o'clock p.m., and then on Saturday matinee at 2 o'clock, and then Saturday at 7 o'clock again.
Okay, and where?
It's at Grant School in West Reading, off Placer and Swayze.
That's right. And how much?
The tickets will be $5 or $6.
$5 or $6, depending on age?
We have no idea.
Well, if you get them early, we'll give you a little discount. But you can get them right at the door, and kids under three, I think, are free.
All right. And this is a kid's show.
It is a kid's show, but it's for adults. Young adult cast.
This is a G-rated.
G-rated show.
Lots of music.
Lots of music. We've got a monkey in it and everything. And a parrot. And I mean, it's a menagerie of joy.
You have a monkey in it?
Get the parrot.
Yeah. Is that your monkey?
Yeah, monkey and parrot.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
Yeah, I have.
All right.
But the monkey's not on my back. I got you, Carl, didn't I?
You know, every time Bill Collins comes on here, I'm just not quite sure, you know, what's going to happen. One time we had pigs running around the
He hears right. about some chocolate.
Yeah. Okay, this is
Forrest, give me the chocolate box, please.
Let me get this back here.
All right.
This is Grants Elementary. They're putting on Aladdin Junior. The cast is right here. The main cast is here in front of me. There's 60 of them.
At least.
Yeah, thanks for 65. Not bringing all of them.
They're coming and going. I might end up with 200 kids on that stage by the time we're done.
I have Whitney Wakefield, and she's Jeannie, right?
Yes,
and
correct.
I have Brooke, and what's your last name, Brooke?
Brooke McClara.
And you are the princess.
Yes.
And then I have Matthew
Sutherland.
Who is Aladdin.
Aladdin.
Yeah, and then, of course, you know what? I've got moms and dads here, Ruth and Becky and Bill back there. So thanks a lot for bringing the kids in. It's going to be this Friday and Saturday, the first at Grant Elementary. It's going to be at 7 p.m. on Saturday. It's going to be at 2 p.m. matinee on Friday at 7 p.m. on Saturday, 2 p.m. matinee and 7 p.m. show.
That's right.
Evening show. Tickets are $5 or $6. Who do they call?
They can call the school. Actually, they can just get them at the but they can come out to the school to get them if they want.
And we have that phone number,
Wait
too.
A minute. Come on in here,
come
Becky.
On
this
in
is
here.
Becky Thompson. She hey, is Becky doing – oh, I got to tell you something about it. We got time real quick. It's not just – the set isn't just on stage. We have as the audience walks into the gym – there's this huge bazaar marketplace, an Arabian marketplace, and Becky has been in charge of decorating that and producing it. There'll be food there and hummus and fresh bread.
We're going to have a snake charmer.
It's going to be a
contortionist.
Phenomenal. You're really getting in the whole environment. So what's the phone number again, Becky?
The phone number for Grant School is 243-0561. You can call them there. You can reserve. We even have some first, second, and third row tickets for sale for $15 each. If you want to be a little bit closer, but the rest of the tickets are, I believe, $5.
Do I have any tickets to give away here?
No tickets today, but you want tickets?
I want some tickets to give away.
All right, I'll bring some tickets in. I'll make sure and we'll take care of that. What was that number again, Becky?
The number again
slow
is
now, because I can't read very well.
Okay. 243-0561.
All right. Okay. Grants Elementary, Aladdin Junior. You know what's going to be a great. You know what? I think I'm going to go. Just if nothing else, I want to see Bad Bob. Bad Bob, I'm going to give you tickets, so you can go down and tell me about the snake charmer.
I'm not sure. Snakes.
Why did it have to be snakes?
Play. All right. Thank you very much, and good luck. Break a leg out there, gang. Y'all look like a great cast. You just look like a lot of fun, and Bill Collins puts on nothing but quality shows. Thank you very much. All right, we're going to take a quick break
bye.
Here. Carl and Linda Bob, KCNR, 1460.
Chase.
A wondrous place for you and me.
This is Carl Bott.
I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
This is retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. NFI has purchased over 20,000 rounds of ammunition for our students to use while training for their CCW. Just because you can't find ammunition doesn't mean you can't apply for your CCW at NorCal Firearms Instruction. Come see us at Sportsman's Warehouse, visit us online at norcalfi.com, or call us at 999-1822. Now is the time. This is Ted Leidy reminding you that it's not the loss of freedom, it's a loss of liberty to be worried about.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Bob. Linda's parents are here in town, and she's seeing them off this morning. She'll be back tomorrow. Phone line's here, 530-605-4567. It's 44 degrees out there, but we're going to be getting some rain tomorrow. Hey, we have in the studio with us Linda Johnson and Carl Turner. And this is about the Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day, the fourth annual one we've had. Linda, good morning.
Good morning to you and to everybody.
Okay, you want to tell us a little bit about this?
Well, this is the fourth annual Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day. And 4 years ago, Governor Schwarzenegger signed a bill for the Vietnam vets. And this year we're going to start at, they're going to have a motorcycle ride at 9 o'clock that leaves the Vet Hall on Yuba Street, escorting 13 remains of veterans to the Igo Cemetery. They'll have a ceremony there. Then we will come back, and starting at noon, we will have a luncheon, free luncheon for the Vietnam vets and their families, and entertainment, and just a fun day till 3 o'clock. And we'll have silent auctions, and we'll be there to salute our Vietnam vets.
Absolutely. Carl?
I will also be having a video presentation of Hope, the Vietnam Veterans Monument that we're working on for the Northern California Veterans Cemetery.
Which is a beautiful monument. We have a painting of it hanging in our office.
Yes, you do.
It's a beautiful memorial to the Vietnam vets. Now, do people just need to show up for this? Do they need to call,
If you want to get information, you can call Eddie McAllister, who is the president of the organization. His phone number is 530-524-7504.
I think Eddie's going to be on next Friday, too.
Or you can call Ken Johnson, who is the secretary, at 530-247-1909.
How many people show up for this? Do you get a lot of people?
Yes, we get a good turnout. There should be about 30, 40 motorcycles riding out to the cemetery for the ceremony out there. We'll have a Native American blessing at the cemetery and also here at the Veterans Hall. We're trying to include all the communities in the county that we can outreach to.
Sure. Okay, this is going to be on Saturday, March 30th. It's going to be at the Shasta County Veterans Hall right down here on Yuba Street. It's going to start at, it says here at 10 a.m. Is that correct? Even though that the bikes are heading out to Igo a little bit earlier than that?
Yes, because it takes them a little bit to drive out there. So the ceremony at Igo, which is a internment memorial service for at least 13 vets, and that's
going to start at 10:30.
Around 10:30, yeah.
10:30. Okay.
10:30, and then they will be back to the vet hall, hopefully around noon. But we will have other people there, so anybody can show up at any time, really, and we'll be there.
Will there be things for people to see? Photos or demonstrations or anything like that, ceremonies?
There'll be information booths.
That's the word I was looking for. Yeah.
We'll also have live music playing. Dean Wright and the Shomer Band will be performing.
Okay.
They'll start about 10:30, play through lunch, and then after lunch we'll start our program at the Veterans Hall.
And that program consists of?
Introduction to various dignitaries that will be there, the reading of the proclamation for Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans. Summer Chappelle will be singing the national anthem. A brief history of Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans, where it originated at.
Have you noticed a change in people in the last decade on how they treat Vietnam veterans?
I've noticed a change in how they treat veterans. We seem to be, as a country, we seem to be more aware of our veterans, because of the current conflicts that we're in and the public feeling about that. As a consequence, the public is more aware and more sympathetic with Vietnam veterans and what we went through.
I remember when we came back from Desert Storm and in San Diego, there was a parade in San Diego for the 1st Marine Division. I don't know if y'all were there. You were there.
I was there.
Do you remember who led the parade? Was Vietnam veterans.
Yes.
They had Vietnam veterans out. For the first time, they had a parade, as they said. And so they led. They led the 1st Marine Division down the boulevards that day. And it was a spectacular thing. And it was their first real welcome home. And so it was something that needed to be done. And I think you're right. I think you're right, Carl, is that, people are more aware of veterans since we've been in a war for 12 years. And, God hopes that we're out of that one soon.
Yes. However, I feel the important thing is the awareness that has made the country. Yeah.
But we know what? We still need to welcome home our Vietnam vets, something they never got when they first came back.
If you see a Vietnam vet or any vet, just go up to them and shake their hands and say thank you, because that's what they need.
Yeah.
And we're still having veterans sort of come out of the woods that haven't been have been hiding since for 30 or 40 years.
Yeah.
And are just now coming out saying, I'm a Vietnam veteran. I need help.
Well, that's important, and that's one of the things that, we need to do is identify, and so people can get help.
Yes.
There's articles in the newspaper this weekend about that, about veterans. And it's, right now there's a million case backlog in the VA, but it doesn't mean that you can't get help right here in this area. And they've got people out there just wanting to help. What we have to do is identify them.
Yes.
Which is what this does.
And we also, during our ceremony, we are going to be remembering the 44 Shasta County Vietnam vets that are KIAs.
Yeah. They paid the ultimate price. Yeah. Right. Okay, Linda Johnson and Carl Turner, thank you so much. We're talking about the Vietnam, Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day, Saturday, March 30th. It starts at 10 a.m. The bikes will leave a little bit early, but we're going to be talking more about this as we get closer. So thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break for the news, and we'll be back right after the news. With some guests on talking about some things, good things that are happening in the community still. We'll be right back.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They want to avoid another McCain or Romney-like loss, so Republicans are rebranding.
We have to stop divorcing ourselves from the American culture.
Coming up with a 2016 strategy, Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Well, the chairman of the Republican Party, Reince Priebus, admits the perception of the GOP can't get much worse.
Focus groups described our party as narrow-minded, out of touch, and, quote, stuffy, old men.
But Priebus is out to change that with a new coast-to-coast outreach, starting with the party formally endorsing immigration reform. Also on his wish list, changing the presidential nomination landscape with fewer debates. The primaries and caucuses finished by mid-May, and the GOP convention in June or July. Dave?
Rich, if Hillary Clinton runs in 2016, she'll be a gay marriage supporter. The former Secretary of State coming out in favor of same-sex weddings, in line with other Democrats who are considered possible candidates. President Obama's found another cabinet member this hour. He'll nominate Assistant Attorney General Tom Perez as Labor Secretary. The day after two high school football players were convicted of raping a girl in Ohio, the case is not over. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has this live.
Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine says the investigation continues into the rape of a 16-year-old girl during a night of partying in Steubenville.
While we have interviewed almost 60 individuals, 16 people refused to talk to our investigators.
DeWine says if anyone knew anything and didn't speak up, they could be charged. A grand jury meets in mid-April. Malik Richman and Trent Mays cried yesterday when told they'd have to serve at least a year in juvenile prison. Dave?
Jennifer, Arizona is back at the Supreme Court this hour trying to salvage a struck-down voting law that goes beyond federal requirements, making people prove they are American before registering to vote. On Wall Street, we're seeing some declines on worries about the bailout for Cyprus. The Dow is down 44 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
North Korea has threatened to nuke America over the UN sanctions for its latest nuclear test. The U.S. response in South Korea.
If the North Koreans think this kind of thing is going to get them anywhere, they're mistaken.
Deputy Defense Secretary Ashton Carter in Seoul standing by South Korea as an ally, but China is not very happy. The U.S. plans to boost our missile defense in the Pacific.
China's foreign ministry said the plan would fuel antagonism, a spokesperson saying anti-missile defenses have a direct bearing on global stability. Last week, the U.S. Defense Secretary said America needs stronger interceptor capabilities because of reckless provocations by North Korea. But Beijing today saying boosting defenses will not help to find a solution to that. Separately, a Swedish think tank today says China has become the world's fifth largest weapons exporter, with Pakistan its major customer. In Tokyo, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
Syria's opposition continues to try to form an interim government to provide services to people living in parts of the country now controlled by rebel forces in the civil war. The Wizard of Oz, like we've never seen him, tops the box office again.
Disney's latest 3D blockbuster, Oz the Great and Powerful, casting a box office spell for a second week in a row, finishing first with $42.2 million.
See the most wondrous sights imaginable.
Director Sam Raimi's prequel to the classic The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, now with a worldwide total of almost $282 million. In second place...
Whoever this is, I suggest you leave that house before you do anything you're going to regret.
Halle Berry's thriller The Call, debuting at $17.1 million. Steve Carell's comedy The Incredible Burt Wonderstone, opening third with just $10.3 million. Jack the Giant Slayer and Identity Thief, rounding out the top five. Paul Stevens, Fox News Radio.
Lindsay Lohan's due back in court this hour in L.A. for a hearing to determine if the actress should go on trial on charges of reckless driving and lying to police after a June car crash. Even if she's not convicted, Lohan could go to jail if a judge determines she violated probation in a 2011 case. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. Good morning, Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is not here because her parents are in town and she's seeing them off this morning right about now. But I'm here with Bad Bob. And how are you doing?
Good morning,
Bad
sir.
Bob?
Doing fine.
What's the weather look like?
Well, it looks like a change in the weather coming up. Got a special weather statement from the National Weather Service. Going to see some return to more normal conditions for this time of year. Going to have cooler weather, rain, high elevation snow through Tuesday and Wednesday. Today, though, we'll see a high near 71, cloudy tonight, and then that increasing chance of rain as we get into Tuesday. Currently in Reading, we are looking at about 45 degrees, and the report brought to you by Anselmo
Vineyards. Handmade pizzas on Thursdays, dinners, lunches, music, horseback riding, you name it. They have it out there, and everything they do is well done. 474-5546, give them a call for reservations. All right, and as we do Monday through Friday, let's talk to our Wells Fargo advisor. Hey, Josh Wiley, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Markets are lower to start the week. Currently, the Dow's down 40 points at 14,474, while the NASDAQ's down 15 at 3,233, and the S&P 500's down 8 at 1,552. Oil's down 28 cents at $93.21 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.16%. Gold is up $12.40 at $1,605, while silver's up 3 pennies at $28.90 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, McDonald's is down $1.05 at $98.63. Procter & Gamble is down 17 cents at $76.18, while Coca-Cola is down a nickel at $38.77. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors with us Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 906 right here. If you have any questions, and they have the answers, I tell you what, they have the answers. Give them a call at 243-7561 or just stop by Park Marina Drive. They are there to help you out and make those investments. All right, hey, let's go to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, good morning. What's happening?
Good morning. You sound like you got a little allergies going on there.
Well, you know what? I sound 1,000 times better than I did last Monday.
Oh, good. Good.
So, yeah, glad they're going. I think I've got them under control here.
Awesome.
I stopped stuffing the dog up my nose. I think that was probably it.
You know? Well, you know, it's so beautiful here, but this is the price we pay.
A small price to pay to live in Reading.
Anyway, just calling to let everybody know what we're doing at the Reading Tea Party tonight. We meet at 6 o'clock at Bonneville Baptist Church. You know, I have said that so many times that I just keep slipping, I keep regressing. It's the Destiny Fellowship Church now.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. And tonight we're going to have Dr. Doug McConnell, who is the chief cardiac surgeon, runs the cardiac program at Shasta Regional Hospital. And he's going to be talking about how Obamacare has affected specialists in the medical field. And we've had him on the radio, on We the People Radio, on a Sunday morning, in the not-too-distant future. And he's done a tremendous amount of research and probably is one of the most knowledgeable people in this area about how this Obamacare will directly impact some of the specialties in surgeons and, you know, cancer treatments and cardiac and on and on and on. So it's definitely worth coming out to hear.
Well, I got some information over the weekend on how it's affecting one of our local schools, and I can't imagine how it would
schools?
Yeah, you know, how it would not affect all the other schools. Well, I'm going to talk about that probably later on if I get a chance today.
I did not know that it was reaching into the schools.
It is, and wait till you hear how. It's really interesting.
Can't wait.
Yeah, and you know, it's something that was one of those things that they, you know, that nobody really saw coming, but there it is.
Well, right off the bat, when you know that they've hired 16,000 new IRS agents, that ought to pose a red flag.
Well, you know what? Yeah. Well, that's another subject for another day.
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay. All right, Elizabeth, that's at 6 p.m. tonight at the
Destiny Fellowship Church, 2570 South Bonneview Road.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're here with Shasta Regional Medical Center and all types of good news. And we're going to come back right after this break and share it with our community. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Danuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
Howdy, neighbor. What you got there?
Oh, just my oil from my Chevy and some weed killer from my shed. I figured the best way to get rid of it was to pour them down the storm drain.
But, Tom, the water we use has been recycled by nature ever since the earth was formed and...
Come on, William. Give it to me in English.
Well, Tom, the improper disposal of household chemicals and engine oil can be harmful to our water. We're trying to protect the quality of our water, not harm it.
It's true. Poor landscape practices and improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. To reduce pollution, use pesticides in the proper amounts, and always dispose of household waste properly. For more information on the disposal of certain household items, visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net. Remember, improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. Visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is smoked. The best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
I'm Mike Wiley with the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 357 here in Reading. Please join us Saturday, March 30th at the Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street in Reading, from 10 until 3 for our fourth annual Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day. There will be a ride led by the Missing in America Project to the Veterans Cemetery in Igo with an interment ceremony at 10:30 a.m. Afterwards, lunch will be served at the Veterans Hall provided by the Sons of Italy. For more information, please call Eddie McAllister at 530-524-7504. That's 530-524-7504. Please join us on March 30th at 10 a.m. at the Shasta County Veterans Hall.
That's Saturday, March 30th at our Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street. Let's welcome home our Vietnam veterans.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460. It is 8:13 in the morning, 44 degrees. I think Bad Bob, you said something about rain here coming in tonight.
We will have a weather system coming in starting tomorrow about midday, and actually could see some rough stuff in the higher elevation, so planned accordingly.
Ooh, okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite, our buddies down there, Mike and Nicole Huber. Give them a call at 241-7866. They came in and did our kitchen. while we were gone, Mike came in with his crew, and I cannot tell you what a great job. You know, we're going to put the photos up on the website, but this man came in and gave, and Linda said, I trust you because of your artistic ability, and I promise you that he put together the granite and the backing and all this and the tile that is just absolutely beautiful. Changed the whole kitchen, and he did it within a week, and everything was clean while we were gone. We were gone for 4 or 5 days, and it was when you come back and your whole kitchen's done. That's Estate Granite, and I, like I said, I can't say enough about the work they do there. 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, number C out there, or give them a call at 530-241-7866. Okay, now, you know, one of the things we really enjoy is being around, happy people and people that do things with the community. And Karen Hoyt, I mean, you're always happy. I've never seen you when you weren't happy.
Well, I'm blessed. I think I'm very thankful for all the great things I get to do in my job, and I'm thankful for the beautiful things that I have in my life.
Well,
personal.
You work over at Shasta Regional Medical mm-hmm. Center, and of course, it's one of the top 100 hospitals.
That's right.
One of the top 100 hospitals in the United States.
Correct.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. First of all, to have that, and knowing that designation, and that's not something. Oh, let's just fill out this little piece of paper.
Nope.
You know, hey, how do you feel today? Mm-hmm. No, this is done through a very objective clinical process mm-hmm. where they're measuring all the different parts of this and
right. reported information that all hospitals have to do in peer review. So this is based on length of stay, mortality, complications, patient satisfactions in there, whether how your patients view you. But it's a prestigious award, and we are absolutely thrilled. Speaks to the volume of the clinical staff that we have. Outstanding folks.
They are.
That care.
Absolutely. And we have several of your specialists that come, that roll through here mm-hmm. and on a regular basis because of their commitment and also their professionalism mm-hmm. that come in, and they're willing to talk about different aspects of medical care, not just preventing colon cancer as the Dr. Danuka comes through here, mm-hmm. but also in what happens under the new regulations
right.
of Obamacare and what the huge impact that has on people. And, mm-hmm. of course, Randall Hempling comes on and lets it all fly
yeah.
when he comes through. But you're here today for a specific reason.
Yeah.
We're here to kind of share some good news here.
Yeah, so we're here today. We're talking about Turkey Trot. Every year we have this amazing Turkey Trot, but we don't always talk about what happens. At the end of that event, the proceeds of about $50,000, I turn around and donate in the community. And so I'm super excited that this year we gave it $25,000 to the Good News Rescue Mission. And, Sherry is here today. And I don't know.
Yeah, Sherry, good morning.
Good morning. It is a good morning.
So, that's just one of, and then we also gave $10,000 to Shasta Family Justice Center and Shasta Women's Refuge.
Yes, good morning. I'm Michael Burke from the Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center. Thanks for having us again, and thanks again, Karen, for recognizing what we do in the community and all of Shasta Regional from Randall on down.
Okay, we're going to talk to you in a couple of minutes, but let me go back to Sherry. Sherry, $25,000?
I know. That's good news for the Good News Rescue Mission. We're so grateful.
So what are you going to be able to do with that?
Oh, just a tremendous amount. We were looking at some numbers the other day, just what is the cost of providing just the night of shelter? And it was estimated to be around $5.16. And we can provide a full hot meal for $2.25. And when you look at those two things, what $25,000 can do, it can do a lot. That's a lot of people being helped and restored. Also our academic and job placement center, we're really adding to that program and adding to our money savings program and job search program. So we're seeing lives transformed, not just meeting the need for today, but giving people that hand up to help them achieve their goals.
How many people do you help a day, would you say?
Over 500 a day.
500 a day. Men, women, children.
Yes. And we're seeing a growing number of women and children that are in need at the Good News Rescue Mission that are coming through. Last year, we provided over 184,000 meals and over 72,000 safe nights of shelter. Wow. Those are some big numbers.
Yeah, they are. Is it growing every year? Or does it seem like it's growing?
We're seeing the need continue to grow. Our highest months are always during those extreme weather temperatures. But we're also seeing great testimonies. I was just told the other day about somebody that went through our program, and she now has her own place. She qualified for HUD. She doesn't just have one job. She's got a second job and her dream job, that one job that she's always wanted, she's got. And I love and those testimonies.
And that's through your training program then?
It's through our training programs and also our recovery program.
How many would you say are, do you have people just kind of transiting through? I mean, I'm sure you do. Do you keep records of that?
We keep thorough records on everything. In fact, we just adopted an agency-wide software program so we can really do case management and find out what's happening. Are they coming for food? Are they staying for the shelter? Where are they in their academics? Where are they in their resources and being connected with those other community resources, because we like to partner. And that's been really exciting because you're able to help people more that way. The majority, there is a belief out there that, you know, people are flocking to Reading to come to the Good News Rescue Mission, and it's really that transient population. And we just looked at that the other day, and that's not what's happening. These are our friends and neighbors that are struggling.
That's what I'm trying to get to, because I'm going to talk about something here in a minute after we come back from our break. And that's what I wanted you to tell me, is that these are people that are from the Reading area for the most part. I'm sure there's some transients, okay?
Yeah.
All right, I'll be right back. We're with Karen Hoyt from, of course, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Turkey Trot just awarded $25,000 to the Good News Rescue Mission and $10,000 to the Shasta Family Justice Center and Women's Refuge. And we'll be right back.
I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Mako, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine. Increase the value of your vehicle, and we'll have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale. Going on now at your local Mako. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Mako, America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Mako in Reading, 530-226-0992.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as a dollar per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. for safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. Hello, Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Linda's seeing her parents off to Sacramento this morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Stop by and visit Steve and the gang, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership, serving Redding and all of the North State. If you're looking for a car, truck, or SUV, whether it's brand new or previously owned, go to Redding Crown Motors. Those are your neighbors giving you great deals right here. They take pride in all the vehicles that they sell, and their service department is second to none. Have you in there? Have you out there out quickly, safely, professionally? Give them a call at 530-223-2177 or visit them at 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Redding, Redding Crown Motors. My guests today are Karen Hoyt from the Shasta Regional Medical Center, Sherry Whitson from the Good News Rescue Mission, and, of course, Michael Burke from the Shasta Family Justice Center and Women's Refuge. And we're gonna, those are going to be combined here soon.
Yeah, we're actually merged in January of 2012 to be the Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center. And we're, you know, trying to figure out, it's a mouthful, as you just said. So we're looking for the best name that we can be, and probably in July we'll have some news on that.
Okay. Sherry, going back just for a second, we're talking about, so it's the majority of the people you're helping at Good News Rescue Mission are locals here.
Yes.
They are not transients.
Yes. In fact, I was at a school assembly the other day, and this little boy shares that I didn't have anything to eat when I went home. And it just broke my heart. There's so much need in our community that we're just not aware that's there.
You know, Laura Bush was in town yesterday. One of the things she talked about when she went to teach in inner city schools in Houston was that the kids coming to school just were ravenous when it came to breakfast and lunch. Mm-hmm. And then they tried to do things with the kids to make it special for them, taking them places. And you hate to think of that. You've got little kids here in town that when we throw away food, when we throw away the amount of food we throw away because of, you know, quote, its shelf life, and it could be moved quickly to another place and used, and it's unfortunate. Another thing that happened was Mark Beecham wrote a article about a homeless man that just died from his high school that he knew. He was at one time he was a musician. He started his band. Yeah, it was an article I think in the Saturday paper. And what it was is he knew this man. He was homeless. He had schizophrenia, but that. They kind of had a celebration of his life down here and were playing his own music and stuff. But yet, how many people know somebody that's homeless?
And the thing is a lot of people, you know somebody that's homeless, but you don't actually know that they're homeless. And, but when you look, we call it something else. Oh, they're just in between places to stay, or they're couch surfing. But the truth is they're homeless.
Mm-hmm. Michael.
Yes, sir.
The money that the $10,000.
It's so wonderful to be able to partner with Shasta Regional. You know, I came into this job about 2.5 years ago when we started the Shasta Family Justice Center, and Randall and Karen were there from day one, offering support. I'll never forget. Karen said, "Well, we have a warehouse full of stuff, and we're not using that stuff right now. So why don't you just come down and get what you need for the center?" We were able to outfit our center for under $2,000 out of our general fund. And that's because of the great work people like Shasta Regional Medical Center and Karen and Randall. And ever since then, they've always been part of our center. And the center continues to grow. We have a great partnership with the Good News Rescue Mission. I'm so in awe of everything you guys do over there because of the way you reach out to the community. And we cross clients often. Domestic violence, sexual assault, child abuse, and elder abuse is what we help in the center. And a lot of the domestic violence victims will be homeless after. And some of them will go to the rescue mission. You know, we have them in shelter for 30 days as part of our program. And after that, you know, what do? We're working with the Good News Rescue Mission now to try to figure out some transitional housing needs. But it's not always a good fit to go right into the rescue mission for some of our victims. Other times it's a great fit. So the community partnerships is what the Family Justice Center was formed around. So we love having these community partners. And for $10,000, one of the benefits of getting money like this that's not attached to a grant is that we can use it at our, how we want to. It's
Where it's needed the most.
Yeah, where it's needed the most. And I heard you talk about a software system upgrade at the Rescue Mission. Those aren't cheap. And having $25,000, I'm sure, will go a great deal towards better service for clients. And at the Whitman's Refuge and Family Justice Center, that's exactly what this money will be used for, is to try to help children and women and men break that cycle of family violence. And if you think about it, I don't know how many went to Chief Paletti's community forum recently, but in there he talked about the increase of crime in our community. And we could talk about it more after the break because I know we're getting close. But he said there's a 43% increase in violent crimes, and a majority of those are from domestic violence, which equates to women being in more danger in their own homes than they are out in the street. When Forbes magazine named us the fifth most dangerous place in America for women, it's because of what happens in the home, not because of stranger danger walking on the streets.
Well, that's right. I remember Rob said that. Okay, we're going to be taking a break here in a few minutes or a few seconds. We can come back and talk about that and talk about the some of the positive parts that have worked, because we have somebody from the Women's Refuge right here in the station.
You do.
That is just,
she's awesome.
She is absolutely awesome. And we need to talk about her just a little bit, too, when we come back.
Okay.
Carla Lynn DeBott, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. You miss a day here, you miss a lot of what's going on. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. Hillary Clinton says she supports gay marriage.
I believe America is at its best when we champion the freedom and dignity of every human being.
The former Secretary of State says that includes gays and lesbians in an online video released by the gay rights group Human Rights Campaign. That's expected to fuel speculation Clinton will run for president again in 2016. GOP National Chairman Reince Priebus, meanwhile, outlining a major strategy shift for the GOP.
Priebus tells the National Press Club it's not a matter of revising what it is to be a member of the grand old party.
I think that in many ways, the way that we communicate can be a real problem.
Priebus also says it's not the national party's job to pick local candidates. Other Republicans have called for reforms to make sure the best and most electable people available run for office.
Fox Radio's Rich Johnson reporting in Washington. Fox News, we report, you decide.
As spring arrives, it's time to start planning your inside-outside home improvement projects. The original Home and Garden Expo, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds is the answer to your spring projects. Creating a new landscape or beginning a garden project? Speak to all the experts in one convenient location about plants, shrubs, and all things beautiful at the Home and Garden Expo. Time for new lighting, a home theater, new furniture. There's something for every part of your home at the original Home and Garden Expo. Doors, windows, flooring, efficient air conditioning upgrades. It's all there and more. All your local professionals are ready to help you plan and complete all your home improvement projects. There's all this and so much more, including the Griller's Cup Barbecue Competition benefiting Anderson Cottonwood Sroptimus at your original Home and Garden Expo, featuring local businesses and ideas with exclusive show-only discounts. Your premier Home and Garden Expo, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, with something for everyone. Find out more information online at readinghomeexpo.com.
Don't call the 800 number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. You get the dispensation as we live in the nation with the hop.
There's a whole new take on mobile technology. The Hopper from Dish. Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with the new Hopper Transfer app. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can store it, you can view it, you can really room to room it with a hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kicks with the hop.
Thank you for calling BNT Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number.
Son,
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices. You have discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. It's man's last stronghold. What can I say? Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, great people there giving great haircuts. I enjoy. In fact, I'm heading down there today to get my locks shorn. Okay, my guests today are Karen Hoyt from, of course, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Sherry Whitson from the Good News Rescue Mission, and Michael Burke from the Shasta Family Justice Center and Women's Refuge, which is getting a new name because, you run out of breath.
You do.
But let's go to the phones first. Don, good morning.
Good morning. I have a question for Michael Burke.
Yes, Don.
What do you guys do for men? It's not just women. What about battered men?
About 10% of our clients that come through the door are men, and that's one of the reasons for the name change, because when we have women in the name, it can steer men away from the organization. So that's one of the considerations we took into account. Our shelter is for only women and children. We do have teenage boys in there at times, which can be a little challenging, the way our dorm style is set up, but if there is a man who is abused, we actually will put them into local hotels until they can get on their feet and get the help they need to break their cycle of abuse. We encourage men to come into the center, and we actually have recently trained about 7 men to be crisis line coordinators or crisis line call takers and in the center to help with victims of family violence. So they're state licensed advocates. I myself went through the 66 hours of training it takes to be an advocate. So we're there to help men also. Thanks for the question.
That means if my wife or your wife badgers me, I can come in there?
Well, badgering is a little different than abuse. The common badgering, you can take that sometimes.
If they badger you, Don, you can call in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Call us. We'll help you out.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll badger you back, okay? I'll show you what badgering is. I'll turn Linda loose.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Okay, Don, thanks a lot.
But it is a good question because a lot of people ask about men in our community and feel like we don't help men, but we absolutely do help men. We have men in the Family Justice Center just about every day, which is, a good
lead. People don't realize it's the women, Women's Refuge, but it's Family Justice Centers. There's men out there getting abused.
Absolutely.
In different relationships, either, heterosexual or, homosexual relationships.
Absolutely.
So you've got a spot there.
One of the worst abuse victims that I've seen come through the center was a man who was beat by his boyfriend. And he was very, very bad. He had staples in his head. He was very bruised and very battered. We were able to get him into a local hotel and get the help he needed to stop the cycle of abuse. That's one of the things in the community, and, about the $10,000 we got, we will be able to offer that much more service in our community. When we merged in January of 2012, we didn't realize how well this merger would work for our community. In 2012, we had 5,100 visits for service at the Family Justice Center. 1 in 4 women are victims of domestic violence in our community. So when you look around the room, we have 2 in here. So you add 2 more, one of them is, the odds are they were abused. And when you look around, those are staggering facts. And we need to really, the goal is prevention and education. Emily Westphal does an amazing job with our education and outreach department to try to get into primary prevention. Our Camp Hope initiative does that, where we bring kids who have been abused up to camp for a week, let them know they're not alone and there's another way. And our children's program at the shelter is phenomenal. You know, you talked about how much it costs to do that. I think it's it comes out to $13 a day to have a child in shelter.
Okay, so that money really helps when it comes through there. And let me tell you about something about here before we go on is, the you know, what happens to the graduates or people that are helped there. And we have one of our, one of the people we signed on a couple months ago mm-hmm. for sales came, had been in the family or in the women's refuge over, you know, for good cause.
Yes.
And has turned her life around and has become a integral member of our group here. And I tell you what, it's, we are so happy that Ann Anna's with us and that she has played such a big part. And Linda loves her. And she stands up for herself and she's very bright. And I don't mean this in any type of condescending way.
No.
I mean, she takes the lead and she's already signed her first contracts with us. So we're very happy with that.
That's probably important to say, Carl. She did sign a waiver that said that we can share this information. We really value the confidentiality of our clients, but she did sign a waiver. And actually, I just heard her speak at a law enforcement training. She's a member of our Voices Committee and we have a group called Voices Against Family Violence, which is made up of about 25 survivors that is an advocacy group. It's not a support group, but it's an advocacy group so that way they can go out and tell their stories and inspire other victims, both men and women, to come forward and break their cycle of abuse. And she's one of them. And her story is, will break your heart and inspire you to seek the help that you need to break that cycle.
And she is she's a hero.
Yeah, she is. She's one of my heroes for sure.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and we're going to finish up with this and about because there's some more. Shasta Regional gave out, you know, a few more gifts out there to people to make a difference. And, you know, it's so good for what you do. All right, well, we'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. but Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. It's 44 degrees out there, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts. Over 4,000 happy customers, and it's locally owned and family operated. What else could you ask for? Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. And the temperature has just changed to 49 flaming degrees. We're going to have rain tonight.
Rain is anticipated to start tomorrow about midday, depending on where you're at. Could turn ugly up in the hills, though.
Oh, it could turn ugly in this studio anytime we let that door open.
It's never ugly in this studio.
It's never ugly in this
studio. Nothing but love.
Our guests are always beautiful. I'm kind of talking about the staff here. Hey, my guests are Karen Hoyt from Shasta Regional Medical Center, of course, and Sherry Whitson from the Good News Rescue Mission, who is sitting here beaming.
I am so grateful.
She's beaming because the turkey trot that the Shasta Regional Medical Center handed her check for $25,000, which does a tremendous amount of good, as we found out here. And of course, Michael Burke from the Shasta Family Justice Center and Women's Refuge, soon to have a new name.
Yep.
As you're combining everything there. And again, one of the things you pointed out, Women's Refuge, and it's not just a Women's Refuge that you all do, the Family Justice Center. It's for men also.
Yeah, absolutely. For men, children, elderly, we're here to help.
Well, now, Karen, y'all did some other things too. I mean, these are two, ones that are kind of, in the forefront, people under, No Good News Rescue Mission and, of course, Family Justice Center, Women's Refuge. But you also helped some other people too.
Sure. Along with this proceeds of $50,000 that we net for Turkey Trot, we gave, $3,000 to Girls on the Run. It's an amazing, nonprofit organization that helps kids start off running at an early age, around eight, nine years old. Even up to, I think it goes all the way up to high school. So amazing program. City of Reading, we donated $3,000 for their summer programs where they have scholarships for underprivileged children that families can't afford for them to go to the camps. So it allows those children to get to go to that as well. We also donated money to Shasta Family YMCA. They have a Strong Kids Campaign, amazing program. They do so much to help children that are living in the hotels. To be able to come and use their facility through their Strong Kids campaign. Just extremely proud of the YMCA. And we also help Sweat Running Club. Sweat Running Club helps us, set up the race that morning. It's a big to-do with the 6 mile. And so we donated $3,000 to Sweat Running Club. And Sweat does a lot in this community, and they have a scholarship program that they fundraise for. So
there's no downside on this, is there?
No.
I mean, there isn't. There is not a downside.
Nope.
On this.
It's an amazing family program, an event on Thanksgiving morning, and there is just everything. It's a fabulous event that does so much for our community, and I'm just so proud to be a part of it and just so thankful that we've been able to increase the monies that we give out every year and be diligent, and we get community people that donate advertising and various things so we can be as profitable as we can. And I'm just very blessed to have such an amazing event.
Well, good. And obviously, it comes out good. Sherry, ever since she's walked in, big smile on her face.
It's just been an amazing partnership with Shasta Regional Medical Center. You guys are wonderful. You've helped me in my personal life recently with diagnosis with my son, what you do in our community, and the Good News Rescue Mission. It really is a community organization. We are 100% funded by donations, and we accept zero government dollars. And so this kind of a donation and the support that you give into our community is so needed.
And Michael?
And I wholeheartedly agree. It's an awesome responsibility to give out money. I've been on a couple of granting committees where I've had the privilege. I was on CDBG with the city for a while to listen and find out what it's like to give away the money. It's an awesome feeling personally to be that person, be able to do what Karen's doing, but it's an awesome responsibility to really look at our community. If you look around our community, the nonprofits are simply amazing. The things that happen, if you were to take the nonprofits out of this community, could you imagine what would happen? More and more government services are going away, and more of that is being put on the nonprofits, and the funding is tight. To accept no federal or state money is really amazing, because it's sometimes that's the only thing that's out there. But I really appreciate Karen and Shasta Regional and the awesome responsibility you have, and I feel privileged for the last 2 years to be able to partner with you on this. And, you know, we try to do what we can to help. We have some volunteers on the ground floor the day of the event. We helped with registration over at the hospital. And any time we're over at the hospital, there's always a good feeling of positive, even in a place like that. So we want to thank you again.
Well, if there's any way, you know, that we like partnering up too. I mean, I think everybody does. You know, it's for the community. So, you know, so it's good for all of us. Now, you've got something coming on here.
I have a couple of things. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
And so we try to get as much education as we can out there. One of the things is, we have our annual Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event, which I have a poster here for you to put up with some of these community guys in their high heels doing different things. The radio spot should hit the airs here on this station pretty soon. And the television spot, Wade Riggs and We Multimedia put together our television spot, which is just a riot. You can search for us on YouTube and watch it now. And it's on our Facebook page at the Women's Refuge Facebook page and Family Justice Center.
Wade Riggs does really good work.
He's an amazing guy.
I've done this before, my friends. And
Carl, we can't wait to see your heels. And Bob will be out there doing some sound for us and hopefully wearing some heels.
I was wearing red heels. And I had also, because people would pay me extra money, I wore pearls, a boa, and a really pretty hat.
So let's throw down the challenge
now.
But
I made people pay me to do this.
Let's throw down the challenge. What'll you do for $1,000 this year if your listeners sponsor you up to $1,000?
Well, you might be surprised.
How about a mini skirt with a garter?
A mini skirt with a garter? And some laced up high heels?
Which one of y'all said that?
That was Karen.
Wasn't me, innocent.
But one of the cool things we're doing is
I refuse to shave my legs.
That's okay.
There it is. Shave his legs for $1,000. We're doing an active giving campaign. So if you log on to the Shasta Women's Refuge website, you can click through to active giving. And we're doing it much like the Relay for Life this year, where we're asking teams to come together and you can sponsor and donate online. So all your listeners can just log on to the Carl Bott page. I'll help you set it up if you want.
Thank you very
much. And do that. And then we're also doing it'll be our third annual Sock Hop. We're kicking off Cool April Nights with 50 style, and we're doing that over at the Convention Center, the Civic Auditorium, Premier West Banks, our major sponsor for that this year, and I have a couple of tickets to give away. What it's meant to do is really be a family event. We have family in our name, the socials being our ice cream people, and it's just $5 to get in for adults, and kids under 10 are free. So really, a family with two kids under 10 years old can get in for $10. There'll be Mary's Pizza Shack is doing their Bambino pizzas in there today. Jeter's Playhouse is bringing this big old bounce house for fun. They'll be dancing. Wade's going to be there again, spinning music. Yeah. We have two live bands this year.
Okay, well, we're going to have you back on before that comes in as it gets closer. But yeah, you know, I think I'll get on your website there, see if we can raise, you know, $5 or $10.
There you go. Let's throw down the challenge, though. How much will it cost to shave your legs? Live on air.
I like
Does that mean I have to shave them or somebody else shaves them?
Linda can do it.
Okay. Well, I mean, for enough money, anybody can do it.
All right.
Except you, Mike. All right. Hey, Karen Hoyt, thank you so much in Shasta Regional for everything you've done. And we've kind of like degenerated down quickly.
We did.
But it was, we were here today because you all with your turkey trot have done so much for our community. $25,000 to the Good News Rescue Mission, and Sherry Whitson is here. And of course, Michael Burke's here with $10,000 you awarded him. But there's thousands of dollars to other organizations that you all have given. And you do this every year. And I can't say enough. And thank you and Shasta Regional Medical Center.
And thank you very much. And like I said, we're just so blessed because, you know, from Randall, our CEO, who passionately believes in the community, just as I do, to our Chief Nursing Officer, Cindy Gordon, to all of our staff. I mean, it is just a staff of giving and caring. And I just get to be the person that gets to say it. But it's everybody that comes together and is so thrilled to be a part of our community. I'm blessed.
Yeah. Well, great. Okay. Well, thank you very much. Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. We come back. I've got a couple things to say before we finish up and go on to tomorrow. Carl in the Bot, KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife, Kathy, and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers that pay their bills on time. Now that summer's back for a while, we're selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 for the weed eaters, lawnmowers, and chainsaws. And we have urea fluid for all the diesel pickups and big rigs. Knowing that winter will be back soon, please check your kerosene tanks and be sure you're on the top side. You don't want to run out of fuel on Sunday. If you're one of those people who have a propane bottle rolling around in the back of your vehicle, ask Gary about a propane foot. We have them on sale. If you see construction going on in the Redding or Corning plants, don't be afraid. Come on in and we'll take care of you. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. The only place you need to think about for all your heating and petroleum needs. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
This is Army Retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Our ladies-only CCW classes have become one of our most popular events. We begin each class with basic pistol instruction, so there's no need for shooting experience. We can supply the ammunition for your training, so you don't have to worry about finding it locally. Visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, online at norcalify.com, or call us at 999-1822 to schedule your CCW training today. As a gun owner, blissful ignorance is not an option. NFI.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our home loan center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Mistake Granite Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard. But our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Mistake Granite Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda is seeing her folks off today at 9. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, Espresso Joe's, great coffee, the best in town. And of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Tobacco and Brew, they do so much for our community. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Okay, a couple of things I'm going to finish up today. For Friday, Outside the Wire, we're talking chemtrails. That's right, chemtrails. Real? Imagined? Do they really have an effect on you? Do they have an impact on you? How do they happen? So we're going to have experts on Friday, Outside the Wire. You know, for all those, you know, I mean, thanks, by the way, for all the cards and comments we're getting for Outside the Wire. In the coming weeks, we have somebody that was trained Barack Obama back when he was Barry Sotero at the School of the Siskiyous, College of the Siskiyous, trained him in interstellar star travel and actually saw him on the surface of Mars. Now,
really?
Yeah, this is true.
You don't say.
This is according to the website. He's going to be on our show. And we're going to talk about that. Hey, you know that, remember that movie, The Natural?
Yes, Robert Redford.
Okay. Did you know that that was based on a true story?
No, I did.
Eddie Waitkus, who was a ball player for the Chicago Cubs, was traded to the Philadelphia Phillies. Well, a lady by the name of Ruth Ann Steinhagen had fallen in love with him and had, you know, she had a little icons, made her room into almost like a shrine to him. And she would set a plate for him at dinner at night. Now this was enough right there. You thought the family might think it was a little strange. Mm-hmm. He got traded to the Phillies. When he came back to play in Chicago, she sends him a note and says, please come to my room. I have something very important to tell you. Well, he does. He walks to the room and he says, what do you have to tell me? She turns around and shoots him twice with a rifle. Okay. Well, this is a true story. Well, she gets tried and she goes into an insane asylum or to a mental institution. He said insane, but a mental institution for 3 years. She came out. Waitkus, who, by the way, not only survived the rifle shots, also went to help the Phillies win the championship that year. So all of this whole thing was in the guy wrote the book like 1952 when all this stuff was happening. Anyway, she went out, and after that, she was lived a very quiet life. He did not press charges against her after she was found to be sane. He could have, but he chose not to do that. So imagine that story, The Natural, was really a true story.
Truth stranger than.
Because he was a star back then. He was a star, and she shot him. Anyway, where'd our time go? I didn't even get a chance to talk about what happened at one of our schools that has had a huge impact on them and will have a huge impact on our other schools, but I will talk about that tomorrow morning, I promise you.
Time flies and you're having fun.
Just remember, you know, it's Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. Linda will be back here with me tomorrow. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And I'll keep this. Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Should you have to prove you're an American to vote? Arizona thinks so, and it's just argued its case at the Supreme Court. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern heard the arguments and is now live outside the court.
Justices must wrestle in large part with a semantics question. A federal law requires only a signature swearing by punishment of perjury that you are a citizen before you register to vote. Arizona calls that unsatisfactory and has added requirements to show proof of citizenship. Opponents argue that burden goes too far, but much of the questions from a seemingly split court dealt with if a federal statute saying may require only does allow a state to add more than the federal requirements, Dave.
Jared, next week the Supreme Court considers gay marriage, something Hillary Clinton now supports.
They are full and equal citizens and deserve the rights of citizenship. That includes marriage.
Republicans are rebranding, coming off Mitt Romney's